Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I'm your co-host for this week, Zach Murillo.
And Calvin is away this week. He is sick. He has a cold and apparently thought that he would not be able to be here today. What dedication. On this week's episode, we talk to Johnny Malosh from Oshawa, Ontario, who is the owner of a wonderful little eatery called Johnny's Original Eatery. He's going to talk to us about how he got it started, what it's like now, and what he continues to do for this in the future. Also, we're going to talk about iTunes and iTunes has now finally got the rights to the Beatles, all the Beatles music. And also, you told us about how you deal with stress. We asked you. You told us. That's all coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. And we're going to actually start talking about that thing. iTunes is finally, since its original release, and tell us a little bit about it, Zach.
Well, basically, ever since iTunes opened, they've been trying to get the rights to all of the biggest band, all the biggest band labels, all of their songs, everything. And after many years, starting yesterday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, they finally got the rights to all the Beatles music. However, most people nowadays think iTunes is outdated and are simply saying, well, who cares? It's too late now. We've heard all their songs 100 times. I've taken their songs off CDs already. What is the point to having it on iTunes? So basically, people are going on about how it's outdated now. There's no point to having the Beatles on iTunes anyways. They aren't going to make much money as it is. And in here, they act in the, what is this, the Metro, they actually
that's actually 24.
Oh, 24. Whatever. They compare this to having someone's 50-year-old mother finally discover Facebook and start poking you on Facebook again and again and again. It's old.
That's
annoying.
Yeah. The poking. I was on lunch today. I told people, I said, you know what? Let's try something new. I think Facebook should have a tickle button.
Well, that would be interesting.
Instead of poke wars, it's just tickle wars. And as soon as you open Facebook, the whole window just goes like back and forth. People can't see what I'm doing, but I'm moving my hands back and forth really fast.
And random giggling sound effects. That'd be both creepy and annoying at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. So we want to know if you're there listening. We want to know what your opinion is on this. Call us, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Also, we have a Facebook group. Say something there. We'd be glad to hear from you. Send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. And I'd say mention us on Twitter, but we can't get Twitter working today. So don't mention us on Twitter. If you want to mention anybody on Twitter, message myself. It'll go right to my BlackBerry. And speaking about BlackBerries, let me get back on topic, what I was saying before. Eric Phone Home on Twitter. You can follow me there, and we can get that. Your stuff will come to us. And like I said, BlackBerry, if you have a BlackBerry and you really want to communicate with us that way, we have our barcode up on the Facebook group. So, yeah, so let us know what you think. Personally, actually, I'll repeat that again for you. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Our email address is wherethewindblows@live.com. On Facebook, we are the communication group Where the Wind Blows. And don't Twitter, because Twitter doesn't work.
You
could tweet me, which is Eric Phone Home. I'll spell that for you. ericphonehome. You can tweet me there, and we'll see how it goes from there. Personally, my opinion when it comes to this whole thing, yes, they have a point. You know, yes, they have the point where, you know, finally, after years and years and years of trying to get the rights to the Beatles music, finally they've got it. So I guess you could say you could look at it as if it was a battle. I guess you could say that they finally got the. They finally got the rights after this endless battle, I guess you could say, of getting iTunes with the Beatles music. Personally, I love the Beatles. I have their albums. Well, I've got one. I know I'm not proud to say I only have one Beatles album, but I'm working on getting more, guys, I swear. So, yeah, that's what I think about that. So you let us know. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Also, message us on the Facebook group. Oh, we've got some stuff. What's this? I don't know if this has anything to do with me or what this is. No, that's Sobeys. That's not important, apparently. sorry, guys. I saw an inbox, and I thought, oh, maybe someone's saying something about the show, but apparently I was wrong. So let us know, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, BBM me, or I could say BBM the show, which I am currently opening up that active chat, and there's nothing there. Come on, guys. Seriously. Well,
it's just the beginning of the show. Give them
true.
A break.
Okay, guys, we're going to... Well, while we're waiting, I guess since we were supposed to have Johnny Milosh call us, and apparently he maybe forgot about us. Maybe he's late. I don't know. Maybe he's in the shower. Who knows? Something went down. But anyways, before we go any further with what we want to talk about, I want to dedicate a certain song to a certain somebody out there. And I don't normally do this, by the way. Normally, I don't bother with dedications because lately everyone haven't anyone to dedicate anything to, which is quite sad. I have this awesome friend out there. I'm not going to use a full name because I don't want people stalking her. My good friend, Aaron. I want to let you know, through all the... Oh, I almost slipped there. I almost slipped my tongue. Almost said a bad word. But Aaron, you've helped me get through a lot of stuff lately. And it's been extremely appreciated. And I want to dedicate a certain song to you. You love this song, actually, courtesy of myself. But, I just wanted to let you know, this is my way of saying, you know what, thanks a lot, Aaron, and everybody, never let down, Andrew WK.
patronize. I realize I'm losing and this is my real life. I'm half asleep and I am wide awake. This habit is old. The only one, I just can't decide what I'm running from. This isn't what I wanted, but I can't keep my filthy mouth shut. It's not enough, it's never enough. I wish I could breathe without getting it stuck. Can't focus it, but I try it over and over again.
Time that I try, I get tongue-tied.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our little... We're going to try and doing longer music breaks like that again. That was first Never Let Down by NGWK. That was a dedication to a wonderful friend of mine. Her name is Erin. That was followed by All to Myself by Marianna's Trench. And the song you just heard was Tongue Tied by Faber Drive. We're going to continue our little discussion about... pardon me. About iTunes and the Beatles. Zach, lead us off, will ya?
Well, going along with what you said earlier about how this is just a battle, some people could argue that iTunes finally has won the battle. But on the other flip of the coin, many can agree that they actually lost the battle, because no one is going to pay $1.29 per song, which they can get somewhere else for cheaper, or they probably already have. So, in the long run, I think this is just going to be a huge waste of time and a loss of money for iTunes, basically. What do you think, E.T., Eric?
You can call me E.T., I don't care. see, they're kind of put me on the spot here.
Well, we've pretty much gone over the story.
Being a Beatles fan myself, like I'm a big classic rock person. trying to gather my thoughts here. It is a battle. They did win the battle. It was a long, hard battle, but they won it. World War II, for example. How long did we fight overseas to make sure that we got that? We fought for... I almost slipped an F-bomb there.
I want to say
wasn't done talking.
Well, you can think of
Don't
anything.
Don't you dare. We fought World War II, I believe. Don't quote me, but I believe was 6 to 8 years was World War II. At one point it seemed impossible that we were gonna win this battle, but we did. Look at the I was gonna say due date, but that's a movie. What was that?
What movie? There's
no, not that the movie. On. That day, D-Day. I knew it started with a D. It is a D. D-Day. You know, with D-Day, the war completely turned around, and we won. I guess it's not. It's an example of what iTunes has done with the Beatles. Yesterday, they fought long and hard to get the Beatles songs on iTunes. And I guess what the events that have happened within the last few months, or however the last bit of the battle has gone, things turn around and iTunes won.
Well, some people can argue either way. Like I said, it could go either way. You could be on iTunes side and like, yes, we finally got to rights to it. Now let's get more money for this. Other people might say that, well, dude, it's kind of too late. iTunes has been out for years already, and people are saying, no, it's too late. Everyone already has the Beatles songs. Anybody who buys them now has probably either never heard of the Beatles or doesn't have many of their songs already. And each song going for $1.29, I just think it's a ridiculous price.
It may be a ridiculous price to pay, but let's say for example, you know, when did the Beatles come out? When did they first make their debut? 60s.
60s, yeah.
Late 50s, early 60s is when the Beatles made their debut into music industry. Look at the people who were listening to the Beatles at the time. How old are they now?
Like in their 50s,
50s, 50s, 60s more. Yeah. So, you know, they're getting up there. You know, sometimes, you know, maybe they can't get out there to buy a CD. You know, they've got the records, but transferring records to MP3, you know, it's an expensive thing to do. It's not really something that's cheap. You know, like putting a CD into your computer and okay, let's put this through now. What I'm saying is, people that I guess you could say from that day. Maybe they don't have the resources to go out get a CD, but they can sit at home. You know, they've got their credit cards. They can sit at home. They say, "Oh, look, you know, it's a little it's probably both the price of a Beatles album as well. Probably cheaper because Beatles albums aren't cheap." even though, you know, years later, you know, years later now, the Beatles are still selling records by the numbers, by the millions. The Beatles are still selling records. Yet, what am I trying to say? That I guess it's more accessible to be able to buy the album on iTunes, maybe pay that extra little bit to make sure you've got that on your iPod. I guess that's just what I'm saying here.
Yeah, but again, that goes back to the parents, like 40, 50-year-old parents just discovering Facebook and poking you, and I don't know. I think, yes, it's about time, but I also think that it's a little too late, that people already have all these albums it doesn't really need to be on iTunes at the moment. Maybe for some people, yes, they are going to get some revenue out of it. There's no doubt about that. But the amount of revenue they're going to get from it, is it really worth it?
If you're a hardcore Beatles fan, then yes. Hey, you know what? This is a debate here, man.
Yeah, this is a debate. Let's put it on the site.
You know what? Let's get your opinion out there, guys. We really, really, really want to hear from you. 416-289-5000, extension 8615 is how you can call us in. You can also go on Facebook, which is Where the Wind Blows. It's a small communication group on Facebook. We're hoping to make it bigger. You can tweet myself, which is Eric Phoneholm. I'll spell that out for you. ERICPHONEHOME. You can follow me on Twitter and you can send me a tweet. Or if you've got us on BlackBerry, there's not very many of you out there, but those who are listening to us have a BlackBerry, you can communicate with us through the Where the Wind Blows BlackBerry group there. We want to hear from you guys. Or send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say about this whole shenanigans. Pardon me, I'd say throw us up on the Facebook chat, but apparently this old crappy computer doesn't have Facebook chat. So we're just going to ask for your opinion. Once again, it's... Or you could look at it like this, a kind of collectible kind of thing. You've got the record, you've got the tape, you've got the CD. Heck, you might even have the 8-track, if Beatles ever did 8-track. I don't know if they did, but
I'm pretty sure everything did 8-track at one point. I'm not sure how rare it is to find Beatles on an 8-track.
It'd probably be really hard to find.
If you have Beatles on an 8-track out there, folks, please tell us. I don't think there's a high percentage of that, really. What do you think? I don't think so, but like we said, contact us. What's your opinion on this story? Do you think it's a waste of money for iTunes to be doing this now? Yes, at the beginning it was a good point, but nowadays it's just, you know what? It's too late.
I wouldn't say too late. Personally, I wouldn't say it's too late, just because, I don't know, there's a Headley song out there. It's never too late. You know, it's never too late. I always say better late than never. You know, they've got it now. Why not? You know, they've got it now. You know, why give up now? Because they have, okay, they have it. Yes, that's great. Fantastic. You have it. Why would they want to give up now that they've worked so hard to get this far?
That's true.
Ah, now look who's thinking. Bazinga.
We got someone calling in.
No, that's not calling. That's somebody commenting on a picture of my Facebook. That's not important, guys.
Got my hopes up for nothing.
Yes, that's okay. Anyways, like I said, this debate will be up all week. We'll put it up. We'll throw it up on the discussion board right in just a few minutes. We're gonna cut to a couple of songs. Last week we had a classic rock week, and we're having a little bit of a classic rock session here. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Beat It by Michael Jackson. We'll be right back. We were having too much fun over here, guys. We thought we had to join in. And so we did. Ladies and gentlemen, what you heard was our little classic rock episode. Not episode, but our little... We had a little bit of a classic rock moment there. Starting with Beat It by Michael Jackson, followed by the... I wouldn't say he's a... Nah, it's not a one-hit wonder. What am I talking about? Followed by Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. And after that... And what you just heard was Seven Seas of Rye by Queen.
Awesome song.
Yes. Last week, we asked you, how do you deal with stress? It's a great question. And you know what? We have a whole bunch of stuff here. We got some fantastic, just some great responses here. I'll read you the first one here. Actually, first, before we get into that, I'll tell you what I do. When it comes to stress, I honestly, this is going to sound like such a girly thing to do.
Try me.
It really depends. It depends on how stressed I am. Sometimes I can just sit down, you know, just lie in bed, you know, throw on my pajamas, you know, cuddle up under the blankets, and read a good book. Well, right now I'm reading Harry Potter. You know, that's not really comforting, but, you know, they're out, you know, trying to destroy this evil wizard. But yeah, whatever works, you know? sometimes when it physically gets to you, you got all those tense muscles in your back. I kid you not, guys. You know, this is... Call me feminine. I don't care. I'll have a bath. You know, I'll put some of that Epsom salt stuff in the bottom of the bath. I'll put in some bubbles. You're never too old to have a bubble bath.
Never.
I'm serious. Right. I'm serious. I'll sit down and I'll have a bath because, you know what? It's relaxing. And whatever works. What about you, Zach?
Well, personally, the last time I had a bubble bath was when I was trying to give my 1-month-old cousin a bath, and she splashed water all over me. So
so I guess that doesn't really work as your comfort, does it?
No. For me, when it comes to stress, I'll listen to music. I have a whole playlist of songs that just calm me right down when I'm stressed. Just play some of those songs. Most of them Queen, but some other songs. Just play those and calms me right down. Sometimes read a book, but other times I'll just need someone to talk to, like a friend. I'll go on MSN or talk to them on the phone. Or what I've probably been doing lately since high school, watch some TV. Watch a funny show.
Good old boob tube.
Yeah, watch some...
play some video games, bring out the Call of Duty, that new Black Ops that just came out last week. I haven't got it yet, but I'm going to get it to it. But that's completely off topic. we have some here. Maverick, I'm not going to say last names here because it's kind of, you know, I don't want to give away people's privacy here. So Maverick says she likes to sleep when she's stressed. We have here a Rookie from London, Ontario. I make something. I bake or doodle. Or doodle for a bit, or knit, or something else crafty like that. And then I feel accomplished. I feel I have accomplished something, and then I continue with my other work. Natalie. A lot of options. But I'd have to say, I crank the music up on my iPod, go for a run if I decide not to run, I go to the dance studio and rehearse. Learn how to spell rehearse there, Natalie. You know, you've been doing this for years. You know, you should probably figure out how to spell it.
Facebook, leave him alone.
My good old friend Aaron, who was just who we just dedicated a song to, she said she goes outside and screams. That could be kind of dangerous.
It works.
It works. But you know, what if like some police officer is standing nearby? Oh my God, someone's getting hurt. But whatever works for you, Aaron.
Yeah, Toronto would probably be a bad place for this. Neighbors are everywhere. So.
Oh yeah, that would that'd be kind of bad. Adam J. Video games is that we were just talking about. Katie, it's an interesting way to spell it there. Katie, K-A-Y-T-E. That's interesting. I usually like to sleep or listen to music, go for walks, read something I actually like, or going to the gym is my new thing. I also like to shower when I'm stressed. Something about the hot, steamy water. Oh, this sounds kind of a erotic. Anyways, about the hot, steamy water. Sounds weird, but whatever. She says, hope this helps. And it did help. For those people who are listening right now and you haven't put anything up on Facebook, or anything, call us in at 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Throw us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com, or mention myself on Twitter, which is Eric Phone Home. I almost gave you the wrong one because that doesn't go to my phone. Eric Phone Home, E-R-I-C-P-H-O-N-E-O-H-O-I can't even. Eric Phone Home. I'm not going to spell it out because I'll get into trouble again. Or you can do the BBM. Just let us know. What do you think? Or I'd say text me, but, you know, there's a few people who I don't know if I – do I get service in here? I do.
Let's continue with a few more.
There's a couple more. You do the next couple.
Okay.
I'll do that big one at the end.
I think I'll do the big one. I'm a big
fine.
Boy now.
Fine, big boy. You can read the big one.
Okay. Brandy here says, I like to draw. Anything that comes to mind. So short, sweet, to the point. So drawing. That's her thing. Kaylee, yes.
Yes, that's Kaylee.
Okay. Well, it's spelled weird.
You know what? Are you making fun of my friend?
No,
exactly. Now you just keep reading.
Okay, fine. music, gaming, guitar, take a bath, and read. Using favorite smelling salt wash to use as a bubble bath aromatherapy. Or, as you know, Eric, get into a really good fight that lets out all our frustrations.
I know that too well, Kaylee. Now, with that bubble bath, since I've known you for so long, that's a little too much information. Just thought I'd share that with you. Just, yeah, picturing that, not so good.
Maybe you shouldn't have said that on the air.
You said it on the air.
I read it on the air. She put it on Facebook for us to read.
She's not listening right now. She's in school. She lives in British Columbia. She's not listening. She's in school right now.
Oh, well.
She won't listen to this until later. So she can't give me crap until later. So it's all good.
And what about this? A couple days.
What about this last one?
Okay, this is from Crystal. She, to relieve her stress, she breathes in and out several times very slowly. And if that doesn't work, resorts to either punching, kicking, or slapping her pillow around. Or if that doesn't work, work out until you're calm. Punching bags and running helps. Really helps a lot, too.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Crystal, you're violent. Holy crap. Oh, yeah, I guess I would know that. She's very violent.
What else is here? There's always herbal tea as well. Read a book.
That's herbal.
Herbal.
Herb is a name. An herb is a plant.
Are you really going to correct me on grammar?
I am.
Okay, so herbal tea. Book.
Oops, sorry, I turned off your mic. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So herbal tea. Read a book. Or you could write everything down in some letter, then throw it out. Never actually send it to the person because then that backfires on you. And
isn't that common sense?
Their stress is not relieved. You just add more to it. Also, music. Also, listening to music, taking a nap. And I don't think she doesn't think that at our age, money for the therapist. She doesn't think we should use a therapist. But she's pretty sure that things might just work out. So I guess that covers everything.
Jeez. Oh, whew, that was a long one, Crystal. You know, maybe that was your getting your frustration out on that. And as we all know, we're in college, so, you know, we do have that stress, right?
Lots of frustration.
Being in the broadcasting and film program, my God. You know, the workload, yeah, it sucks because I'm only in first semester and I'm already complaining about the workload. We had Amber Shaklashi in a few weeks ago, and she said, you know, this is nothing compared to what you're going to be doing through in third semester. And I say, holy
frig.
Frack, as they say in Battlestar Galactica. Holy frack is what I accept. That's the censored version of what I actually said.
But I
was
hate
like, wow, and it's just, jeez, wow. Thinking of what we have now, like, it seems relatively, you know, it's...
We've only, like, scratched the surface of the workload.
Oh, God.
Like, we've only scratched the surface here. Like, 5 projects due in 1 week, people.
My God.
That's only scratching the surface. I can only imagine how bad it's going to get by fourth semester. We're going to be, like, killing ourselves.
Oh, I don't want to do no killing ourselves. That's just not fun. Like,
probably 2/3 of our class are going to leave because the workload is so hard.
I'm surprised. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say. Never mind. Forget I said anything. The time is now 7:47, guys. We've got one more song here. We got another song here for you. And then we're going to tell you a little bit about what our theme is for next week. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Heaven Can Wait by We the Canes, the acoustic version. Here it is, guys.
Thank you.
watch and hears a song. When I imagine us together, here's a song. For when we talk too much and I forget my words, heaven can wait up high in the sky. It's you and I. Heaven can wait deep down in your eyes. I'm yours tonight. Lay your heart next to mine. I feel so alive. Tell me you want me to stay forever, 'cause heaven can wait. Here's a song for the one who stole my heart and ran so far that Cupid couldn't catch her. Here's a song for the kid who aimed so high he shot her down. Heaven can wait up high in the sky. It's you and I. Heaven can wait deep down in your eyes. I'm yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Heaven Can Wait by We the Kings. That was the acoustic version.
Very beautiful.
I've always been a sucker for acoustic. I don't know why. Do you like acoustic?
At times, there's just something about it. Like,
it's that natural sound. You know, with an electric guitar, you've got your talent. You know, it's great and everything. It's just... you can edit that sound. You can tweak that sound. You can tweak it for a certain sound on stage. But when you have that acoustic, it's such a pure, original sound. And it's just something about it that just changes everything. And oh, by the way, speaking of acoustic, not next week, but the week after, we're going to have an entire acoustic episode and just have all acoustic songs being played. I've already got a few up on online here for not online but in line. Yes, in line is what I meant to say. In line. I've got a few songs in line in a couple weeks for that acoustic episode. And let me tell you, I've always been a sucker for acoustic. Yeah. It's just that original sound, But enough about me and my love for acoustic. next week we're gonna be this might come as a shock to some of you guys because this is radio and internet radio at that, and for the theme for next week, this might come as a bit of a shock to you, but those of you who like Broadway show tunes, next week is your show. We're gonna be playing some songs from some classic musicals like Phantom of the Opera, Les Misérables, and I hope I said that right. French and was never my strong subject. Wicked, We Will Rock You, new musicals like that, and maybe we'll get something from the American Idiot musical that was done by Green Day. But we do have that. We're gonna be doing that for you. It's a little bit different, but you know what? What's life without different?
A world without Glee, which is probably what it would inspire something like this. On the other hand, Glee
For those of you who like Glee, please stay very far. No, I'm just kidding. I've never been a fan of Glee. I just never really got onto it. I will be completely honest. You know, I watched a couple episodes, but I just never got into it. And being the theater buff that I am, I'm surprised I never got into it. It's just something, I don't know. I've always, my love of theater is, it's definitely shown. But anyways, so we're going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek for next week's episode with a Broadway show tune, a show that was written and produced by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Those of you who know Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, here is the Song of the Keen, or as some people might know, Seven Fat Cows.
Well, welcome to eat your bed, Joseph. Well, I was wandering along the banks of the river when seven fat cows came out of the Nile. And right behind these fine, healthy animals came seven other cows, skinny and vile. Well, the thing has ate the fat cows, which I thought would do them good. But it didn't make a batter like I thought a monster supper should. Well, the thing got worse than it ever, 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 ever been. This dream has got me baffled. Hey, Joseph, what does it mean? Well, you know that kings ain't stupid, but I don't have a clue. So don't be cruel, Joseph. Help me now, I beg of you. Well, I was standing doing nothing in a field out of town when I saw seven beautiful ears of corn. Oh, yeah. They were ripe, they were golden, and you guessed it right behind them. There were seven other ears, tatted and torn. Oh, yeah. Well, the back on ain't the good one. Yeah, they came up from behind. Yes, they did. But Joseph, here's the punchline. It's really gonna blow your mind, baby. If you live. Well, the back one was as bad as it ever, 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 ever been.
I understand the bit about the corn, but I'm not quite sure about the cows. So I was wondering if you could tell me just one more time.
Mr. Feral Man, please. Hey, 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 Joseph, won't you please tell a Pharaoh?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was, yeah, that's what it was.
That was pure awesomeness. That's
honestly, that was the first musical I ever saw in my life. Other than those Disney ones, they don't count. Disney doesn't count for musicals. That was the first real musical I ever saw in my life, and I loved it. It's fun. It's funny. 2 years after I graduated, they put it on, and it was funny. In grade nine, I was just telling Zach this. In grade nine, I asked the guy who did the, I asked the guy who did the musicals at the school. He was a teacher there. He was the media arts / performing arts / music director for the play / head of the arts / this / that / this. You know, he was the VP every now and then when one was gone. Regardless, anyways, I asked him in grade nine. I said, will you ever do Joseph? He said, no, you'll never do Joseph. And his reason being was it was too centered on one particular person. That's why he would never do it. And 2 years after I fracking graduate, he does it. I saw the show. It was absolutely amazing, and it just gave me chills when I saw it. It was done beautifully well, especially for a high school production. But then again, where I went to high school, the shows that they did there, like, they were just phenomenal. The year before that, they did Beauty and the Beast. Just absolutely stunning. Year before that, they did Guys and Dolls. To be honest, wasn't my favorite, even though I did do the lighting for it. Before that, oh, yeah, that was the year I was in Greece. Les Mis before that, Jesus Christ Superstar before that. We had, like, they did all the hit, like, the well-known shows. And Paul Dwyer, the school I went to, this is a school in Oshawa, they always did a phenomenal job. Just, I don't know.
Yeah, my school was the same way. For our musicals, we also had Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. We had a 1 year Godspell. That is just,
that's the Bible on acid.
That just tricked my mind trying to perform that. Trying to do the sound effects and all the soundtracks for that. That was just, oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez, that's crazy.
And then last year we had Grease, probably the best show I can think of that we did.
Really?
Yeah. Now they're performing something called Seussical, which is a musical.
Oh, Seussical the musical. I saw that in Toronto when it came in. That's a good show. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 7:59. We're only seconds away from 8 o'clock. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody who's out there for tuning in and interacting this week. We will definitely put that new discussion up on the Facebook group. It will be up all week long for you to interact with us. Anyways, this is us signing off. I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm your co-host for this week, Zach Morello.
And once again, guys, thanks for joining in. It's time to go home. Not quite yet, apparently. It doesn't want us to go yet. Let's try it one more time. I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm your co-host, Zach Morello.
And we're going home.